James 1:12. Again, encouraging us. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised those who love him. There's one of the rewards, the crown of life. The crown of life. What would some of this testing, some of the trial, consist of? James doesn't spell it out, but we can find cases and other passages of scripture that give us an idea of what that can be like. So, for example, in Hebrews chapter 10, where the writer of that letter was really working hard to encourage the saints of God to hold fast the confession of their faith, to not turn away from the faith, to not turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ whom they had been following, despite the fact that they were under severe persecution and that the heat was really being turned up to try to make them turn away so that they could then be lost. This is giving us an idea of some of the things that were happening to them. Again, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 32. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. In that passage of scripture from verses 32 through 34, Hebrews chapter 10, we get an idea of what was happening with some of these saints that the writer of the Hebrew saints was getting across. He was aware, she was aware of what they were going through, and wanted them to remember how well they had done in standing fast, in suffering well, in persevering. A great contest in the face of suffering that could have had to do with battles, whether with humans, animals, or both. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult. How many of us get upset when someone who pretends to be a child of God but is filled with darkness is talking with us one-to-one? Maybe there's no one else around. Maybe there's just one other person around, but there aren't a lot of people around, just one few. And because of the darkness in their hearts, even though we may be trying to encourage them, truly, sincerely encouraging them to get their act together, to examine themselves, to see whether they're truly in the faith, to examine themselves, to see whether the attitudes that they're conveying and the things that they're saying and the things that they're doing are pleasing or displeasing to God. Getting them to examine themselves so that they can see whether they may be setting themselves up for some trouble down the road, whether temporarily or eternally. And because of the darkness that is in their hearts, they lack the wisdom and they lack the humility to say, hey, you know what? I do need to check myself. Instead, they insult you. They let you know that what you're saying to them doesn't amount to a hill of beans. They're so full of themselves. They're so haughty and arrogant, so full of pride, that they don't have what it takes to just listen to what you're saying and to genuinely, to truly consider, to think deeply about what you're saying and make sure that they're not getting themselves in hot water with the Creator. And instead, they insult you. And no doubt, very often, We don't like that. We don't appreciate that. But what if you were taken out to a public place, a public place, where people could throw their insults at you over and over and over again, and maybe scores of people, or maybe hundreds of people, would be there to observe as you were put on display. Literally put on display so that all the people could see you and they could mock as the insults were just thrown at you. Hebrews 10 and 33, the writer says, sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. So they were dealing with public insult, just trying to crush their egos, trying to crush them spiritually. But that wasn't all of it. That wasn't the end of it. There were times when, because they were genuine saints, they were not hypocrites, but they were real, they would have their property taken away from them. And rather than cop an attitude and grow bitter, they accepted that joyfully. They accepted having their property taken away from them joyfully. And sometimes, people, that's all we can do. You know, the ugly person whose soul is filled with darkness, and they have so many ugly things to say to you, they're doing so many things behind your back, they're slandering you. There's some disagreement that the two of you have had, and they are deliberately, falsely representing that whole situation so that they can turn more people against you because of the darkness of their souls. It doesn't do any good to become bitter towards them, despite the fact that they're deliberately turning people against you. We continue to love, and most of all, we continue to remember this place is not our home. This is a passing through for us. This is a place of passing through. This is a place of passing through to our eternal home, which is going to be much better than this, far greater. I am truly convinced that even though we have it written in Scripture, in Revelation, what the new earth is going to be like, I still think it's hard for us to imagine it. And that's part of the reason that I still say to those of you who are enemies of Christ, enemies of the people of God, stop being his enemy. There is something beyond gorgeous, beyond beautiful for the people who will have been faithful to God, faithful to the Lord Jesus, just waiting for us. It can be waiting for you if you will just humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and submit to him. Let him truly be your Lord and your Savior. Those of you who pretend, stop just saying it when you know it's not true. Stop saying you love this person, you love that person when you know you don't. Your slander, which comes from hostility and malice, is proof that you don't love that person. Your self-righteous, hypocritical ways of responding to things that the person says that you know are not truly offensive are proof positive you don't love that person. And your self-righteousness is proof that you don't love God's righteousness, which is proof that you don't love God. Allow yourselves to be humbled. Be real. Remember, here's part of the reward. He said, you know that you yourselves have better and lasting possessions. One of the benefits of suffering well, ladies and gentlemen, is we get the better and lasting possessions at the appointed time.